This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. And we're so glad you're here. Educational, informative, enlightening. We always talk about some great things. And today we're going to have a great topic with my guest host. Tina is going to be with us. And we're also going to see a tour of her shop. Tina Erickson, are you there? Yay! There she is.
Good morning, Carm.
Tina Erickson from Ken's Auto Automotive Service in Aurora, Colorado. I hear it's supposed to snow out there. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to have a little bit coming Thursday and Friday night. I can already see a little snow-capped mountains. I was up seeing the colors this weekend of the aspens changing and had a little come down on my windshield. So
we did that fall tour this past weekend, too. We went to a festival, and as we drive into the country, we're in the hills, if you will, of Western New York, and it was so, so great. I love fall. Favorite time of the year.
Yeah, me too.
Good for you. Hey, let's see a picture of Ken's place. Ken's Auto Service is Tina's shop called Ken's Auto Service. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. If you're with us on social media, give us a like, check in with your city. We'd love to hear from you, even if you have a question or a comment on the tour that Tina's going to give or the topic we're going to talk about. And we're coming to you live, my peoples, from the Dorman OE Fix Studio. So, Tina, how's business?
It's good. Yeah. We had a record month for September. We've been very steady. Business is good. And I'm fully staffed, which is always a great thing to have.
Cool. Hey, we just got a comment about 85 degrees in Michigan. Is that possible? Well, you know, Michigan, the weather comes over to Buffalo, so I guess we may be getting some really warm weather. Hey, again, our partner on the show is Dorman. Let's look at one of their great products. Dorman consistently is looking for improved solutions to help save time and money for those who are performing the repairs. Dorman's all-in-one loaded backing plate solution does just that. With zero assembly required, you can now stop disassembling multiple pieces to make backing plate and e-brake repairs. Dorman's loaded backing plates deliver a complete solution. This assembly replaced all the failure-prone components by combining parking brake shoes and hardware onto the backing plate. The pre-mounted parking brake shoes, springs, and clips for a bolt and go solution. Want to know more about Dorman? Well, visit dormanproducts.com/tour. Hey, would you like to learn more about Dorman's innovations? Visit dormanproducts.com/tour. Again, thank you to Dorman for being a great partner here on Aftermarket Weekly and bringing you this show each and every week. You know, Tina's been on the show before. Let me show you an episode that she was with me. You were along with, remember, Kim Arenheimer and Becky McGinnis, and you guys talked about the courage to make tough decisions. An incredibly, and an episode that you just can't miss. It was great, and Tina told some of her backstory, and we're going to talk just a little bit about that here today. But thank you for doing that. I sure appreciate it. Not a subject that we seem not to want to cover. We cover them all.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, because there's so much to talk about, you know, and just being open with all of the discussions and having this feedback from so many shop owners is extremely helpful.
Well, thank you. Thank you for supporting the show. And if you want to, and again, you can go onto my website in the search bar and type in just about any topic, and you'll probably find something that you have an interest in. And of course, what are we doing here? These are essential voices that are sharing their wisdom and insights. So we elevate the automotive aftermarket, and I call it advancing the aftermarket. Hey, Tina, let's talk about a very interesting topic. Why would you ever want to change the brand of your business because something happened? I came out, Tina, and I won the lottery. I want to move to Colorado. I know you. I went in and I offered you all kinds of money to get out because money didn't matter to me, right? And I looked at the place, the name of the building, Ken's, and I say, should I change it to Carm's? instead of Ken's. Isn't that an interesting dilemma where people are faced with, what should I do to rename the business?
It is, you know, not knowing early on when we named the company. You know, I've had some different feedback on, you know, putting your name, first name or last name in there. But what really it is, you know, we've been a staple in the community for 19 years now. So, to go up there and to change the name, you're going to shift the focus on the legacy and what really Ken's is about.
Yeah. And the backstory for Tina and I. This is what we talked about in that Town Hall Academy episode on pulling the trigger on tough decisions, is she lost her husband, Ken. Tina lost Ken, I don't know, how many years ago now? 12?
No, seven.
Seven years ago. Of course, he was the face of the business. Ken's name was on the building and the business, and you faced a dilemma. What should we do?
Right. Yeah. So I went to my key people, you know, my shop manager, Ryan, my stepson and my daughter. I know one thing that we had to do was change the logo. So we decided to carry on the business, stay in it. I left the dental career that I had and we moved forward. And within the first year, I changed the logo. So other than that, we kept the name, carried on the legacy.
You know, it's about the circumstance of the time. I don't think that there's really an easy answer to change the brand. And maybe the logo, sure. You know, the logo is synonymous with the name and vice versa. But companies do evolve by changing their logo, but not the name of their company.
Right. Yeah. You know, Ken, a lot of people came into the shop looking for Ken and, you know, asking if he was there. So at different points, you know, we had to decide how to approach this situation. I, from some of my Spanish speaking customers, became Mrs. Ken. So, you know, the name is so powerful. You know, and especially after so many years and being in the community, he lived in our town that we're in since 1999. So, it's equity. It's how do we continue to carry on, you know, what Ken's is and what we stand for.
Keeping with that thought, Tina, let's set up another scenario in the case of the fact that, Ken passed and you had a very strong name and a great legacy. But if someone came in and purchased their father's business, was there for 50 years and it was called Bob's Service, and you know, the daughter Sally bought it, why would she want to change the name to Sally's when Bob had been there for so long? She bought her retired dad out. So all of that circumstantial, maybe the name of the business wasn't good. Maybe it was great. Maybe there was so much equity in the name of the business. So it's all circumstantial. But I know there has been some people that changed the name of the business and it really hurt them. And they had to climb out of a very deep hole of people saying, you know, hey, where's that Bob's place? Hey, go to Bob's. I can't find Bob's anymore. Where is Bob's? I search for Bob. I can't find Bob. So I think it's very critical and it's circumstantial based on, you know, where is it that you want to go? How much brand strength or equity is there before you make a change and lose it?
Yes. And funny you should say that, because I know of a body shop owner, actually it was Ken's Auto Body, and they were bought out by a corporation and changed the name. And when everybody started to look for them, they actually gravitated towards us. I don't do body work, but they were looking for kids, you know, and just like my customers, they're looking, you know, who's Ken? Why is things the way they are? And the reputation stands alone. You know, we had to carry on the legacy. And
very, very smart. Now, let me finalize this great discussion. I'm really glad we've never had a discussion like this on the show. What's the story? I mean, you know, here you're 2 months into, you know, the passing of Ken. You're running a business, left a dental career. But what's the story that you tell the customers? Many of them know that Ken passed. There's no doubt. But then a new customer walks in and is saying, hey, I'd love to meet Ken. What's the story? Does everyone have to be on the same page to tell the right story to the who's facing the customer?
I don't know if there is a right story. It is circumstantial, okay, right? It depends on the situation. New customer comes in, and we did. We were transparent. We were honest, you know. And then we introduce everybody else up front. Give a little bit of history on him. And then, we just carry on from there. And a lot of people were very compassionate, especially the new customers. And because a lot of people nowadays, they're finding us on review, right? That's the new word of mouth. And so to hear the situation and then to see myself and my shop manager, Ryan, carrying on, we got a lot of support. We got a lot of support.
Well, I'm so happy for you. And it goes to show how hard you work the business. I mean, you are so extremely successful. And part of that show that we did a few weeks back was about you moving upstairs. Am I right?
Well, actually, that's Becky. I'm here at my house.
I'm sorry. That's right. That was Becky. I'm confused. You just plain moved out. Right. That's right.
Yeah.
You've done so well. You've done so well. It's a great story. Please check out that episode that Tina did. And I can't believe I confused you and Becky. Now, why would I do that? Well, guess what? Guess what? I'm getting old. And so you can only have one great thought at a time on my mind. Well, hey, thank you. This is a great dialogue. And I think it's an important dialogue to have because with the amount of succession that's going on and opportunities for shops to grow, and of course they have themselves a particular brand and they're buying another company that could have been there for years, they do want to keep all the marketing, you know, under one roof. There's no doubt, and they may feel some pain if they take the legacy name off the building, and sometimes the legacy name has to come off the building.
Right, right. I know that happened for my daughter-in-law and stepson. So he actually started his own shop, but they had to make that change over on the other side of town. Now for us, Ken was the one that, you know, wanted to make a difference in the automotive industry. He wanted to have that customer seeing everything and knowing the truth and doing exactly what he said he was going to do. So we kept the name and we're going to keep the name. It is the power of what we want our industry to be, right? He's the stature with that. And I'm so honored to carry on the legacy. And yeah, we've been very successful. I've got great people around me that help that.
How cool. Continued success to you, Tina. Appreciate that. Let's talk about some great things that went on with the podcast this week. Growing Pains When Scaling Your Business. Kevin Saeed and Rami Nazem came on. 8 shops in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Kevin talked about his growing pains and scaling his business, and it was a great episode. Scott Wheeler came on and talked about why every shop can't be super profitable. He wrote a brand new book, and we kind of covered that. A lot of great stuff. And if you're going to Apex, and if you're not going to Apex, we did a great Carmcast on Apex 2021. Some really cool behind the scenes. We had 4 trainers coming on who are going to be featured at Apex, and they talked about their classes and what Apex means to them and what it could mean to you if you decide to go. And then an episode, Town Hall Academy, that we did 2 weeks ago that came out this past Thursday, Addition by Subtraction, Letting Someone Go. Always a very difficult thing, but on occasion, we all have great stories to tell. Why didn't I do that earlier? So an awful lot of really, really good stuff that came out of those episodes. Please, if you have a chance, catch them. Well, Tina, it's time to get a look at Ken's Auto Service out there in Colorado. Let's start the video tour and you can narrate it for us.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's the front of my shop. I have six bays. So this east side shows the first three doors. This is going up into the entrance. I have a my front counter assistant. That's Melissa there. So I remodeled about 3 years ago. So we had the typical black and white checkered floors and all that other stuff. So my daughter Brittany jumped in and we made some huge changes inside the shop.
Let's stop the video there. I love, every once in a while we're going to stop it because I really want to concentrate on this. What an excellent hall or wall of fame.
Yes. So driven by excellence is my slogan. Those are all of my technicians and service advisor and shop manager, including being a part of ASA. So yes, that's so important. The one thing I'm going to do here is I have 3x5s and I'm going to put everybody's picture next to their ASC. So
cool,
constantly updating. Yeah. So that's my customer waiting area. I wanted to make it comfortable and relaxing. Actually got the dental, the chairs from a dentist that decided to retire. And once again, refrigerator open, Keurig, hot coffee, tea, whatever you'd like. In the corner there, I had a little bit of swag, as we call it. Marketing.
Let me stop the video for a minute and ask you a question about the refrigerator with the refreshments. I was at a shop that has a really sharp front like yours, and the refrigerator full of Cokes and waters. The customer came up to the counter and said, "How much for a Pepsi?"
Yes.
And the owner said, "They're free. Just take one. Have whatever you'd like." Do we need to have a small sign on the outside of the refrigerator that says complimentary refreshments?
You know, I never thought about that. We just immediately direct everybody to, you know, have one. And
if it's there, and there,
yeah,
are we a society that thinks we have to pay for everything?
A lot of times we are. Like, know, nothing is free, right?
I just wanted your opinion on that. Thank you.
Yeah,
you can start the video again. Yeah.
This area is my shop manager. My warranty, I decided to build a sign that lets everybody know that really it's down to us. We're going to get you covered throughout the United States no matter what. So,
got it.
Yeah, the old check-in, check-out process, keys, lockbox. Yeah, where a lot of the magic
very clean,
place.
Very organized.
Thank you. Yes. So coming from the dental field, right? I clean.
I don't mean to interrupt, but every time I've seen the video for the first time, it looks like the cabinets or kitchen cabinets that you put a top on and then a facing.
Exactly what happened. Yes.
Cool.
Went to Home Depot and got some cabinets and then had my counter guy come in and actually was able to buy two spare pieces from him, and he blended them, mended them together. Excuse me. And yeah, we put a front on
it.
Is
that granite on top?
It is. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So this is the, we are going to go back into the back area of the shop. This was an old Firestone. So this building was put together in 1980. I'm in a strip mall, one of the busiest intersections in Aurora. That's the break room. So nice. When we moved in here in 2009, we received, we worked into the deal, I should say, a $30,000 build out. So break room must have. And yes, you guys can probably see my old school time clock. there's a lot of things. It's funny when I hire the new kids and they're, you know, like, what is that? Right. And so this is our calendar to know who's going to be off, when we're going to be closed. I plan everything. I try a year in advance, from my marketing to I require all of my staff to give me 30 days notice on, you know, vacation, all that good stuff. They will know when I'm closed as a shop a year in advance. I plan out all those times. So,
and do you close on anything other than the typical holidays?
Black Friday. So,
oh, really? Okay.
Yes. Every year I am closed on Black Friday. That gives my staff, it's such family time. So it gives them the opportunity to have 4 days off in a row and spend the time however they choose.
How nice. How nice.
So like I said, we've been very busy. Yes, things are going really well. The only inventory I have, I don't have a parts room. I don't have a parts person, is typical air filters, oil, air, and cabin. Parts return cabinets. And these machines, the spin balancer and tire machine, were down on the floor of the shop for the first 17 years. I just moved them up here on the top, created more floor space.
Okay, I have a question about up on top. Does that mean you are a multi-level shop?
I am sorry. No, being an old Firestone, I have a loading dock. This top area that we're looking at here was where they used to bring in all their tires. And see the yellow handrail? There used to be a wall. Yep. We had them break that wall down and build the ramp so we can push our flush machines and acetylene torches and whatever up and down.
Down into the shop.
Down there, yes, yeah. So.
Well, that's a cool view of the shop from up here.
Thank you, yeah. Avid BG user. Yeah. Got that from my parents. They owned a shop in Denver area. And that's actually how I met my husband, Ken. So he was a mechanic there. Yeah, six bay. So now you're seeing the west side doors. So three on the east and three on the west. The north all the way across is the one drive-through. That's my staff there. Wonderful guys. That's my lead technician, shop foreman, Brian. He's been with me 6 years. So I do have a hunter alignment rack. My husband was a front-end specialist, if you will, and I've had that since 2007. Brought it over from my first location when we rented this in 2009. Ken was actually across the street. There's a McDonald's drive-through, and it said for lease, and he watched it for 3 or 4 months before he started to call on it. Two master mechanics, two B-techs, and then I have the GS. So with those five guys and then four of us up front, we're able to push out about 300 cars a month.
Excellent. Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the back area. Most of the vehicles are towed in. And they're placed in the back here. I'm a AAA shop too. So little storage area, that fenced in area is mine. So I lease here.
Of course. Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. My husband and I, we always wanted to have our own building. But as we were growing and things changed, I decided to stay here. So that was also part of the big changes that were taking place when Ken passed. My lease was also up, even though I built in a couple of extensions possibility. That's the decision I had to make. Do you move forward or do you choose to stay in my career and go back to that? So
you don't regret a decision, do you?
I don't. No. Yeah,
it's a great story, and I don't say the words of survival in jest, or you know, with it's a heavy word to say that your survival was almost calculated. I mean, you did so many things. I mean, I don't think you knew what was around the next corner, but you sure took some risks and some chances.
Yeah, and I've done that most of my life, you know? Yeah, I'm not knowing. I don't want that to hold me back. So, yeah, you just push forward and great support and people, right, helping you out.
Yeah, and I was chatting with Tina because of your great experience of success and survivorship. She's really helping some other people deal with many of these same kinds of issues. You've got battle scars or calluses of your very own for all these very, very difficult decisions that you've made through your career. So happy for you. Any chance to buy the building?
Well, you know, it was on, on LoopNet. I had a friend of mine this last week, Aaron Stokes, start running some numbers in front of me when I told him that. And, you know, I don't know what tomorrow has. So, yeah, right now I ventured out. I have another great friend and mentor, Doug Kirchdorfer, and he's helped me prosper into real estate. So many things going on, flipping houses, you know, being a landlord, all kinds of stuff. So, and I have to say, Bill, actually, my daughter removes the label on the bottles and puts on Ken's Auto Service. So we saw that in one of the dealerships, and we do it to ours too. Go to cool. Sam's Club, buy a case, and then label it with your own brand.
I love it. Great idea. In fact, I even know that there's companies out there that are, they'll private label the water for you. I'm not sure how many truckloads you have to buy.
Right?
Yeah. It's probably best just to buy four or five cases of water. But thank you. Great tour. Just great to be
to get to know you
from these last couple of shows, Tina, and you know on our phone call this morning. It was just great, and continued success to you. Let me see what's coming. Oh, don't forget, we're on a YouTube channel, Carm Capriotto YouTube channel. This is out there right now. As soon as we're done, you could rewatch it, share it, show it to a friend. The show will come out Saturday morning as a podcast. Thanks again so much to Tina and everyone. You have a great, great week. Thanks for tuning in to Aftermarket Weekly.
Thanks, Carm. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.